Thank you.
Thank you. It's On the Town with Mikey D. Thank you, Setfire. Jess and Jim will be in here. We'll talk to them momentarily. Oh, let's do this. Let's play Abby Barrett, another one of the bands that are playing our big Summer Rumble show. It happens Saturday, August 3rd at the Sinclair. Set Fire will be there. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO.
Cross the line.
Thank you. Did you record it?
It is On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. I am here with Jess and Jim, Set Fire. You have had an amazing year.
Yes.
And it's only sort of half over.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Let's talk about how you felt going into the Rumble as, you know, you're veteran players. You have been playing for a long time. You've been in a couple Rumbles yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like going in, knowing what you knew? How did you, you know, you see all the bands sort of have a different view of it. You had more of a leg up, I think.
Well, I feel, what was my fourth? I think so. But
my third, your fourth.
Yeah. So I feel, you know, we did learn a little bit from other bands.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I want to say that maybe other bands might have approached it more like, we're just doing our thing and we're just going to go up and we're going to blow people away and that's going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe didn't put the work in beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we, because of that and having been in them before, knew, like, you got to bring your A game every night.
Right on.
And prepare for that.
Like, people, I've heard stories like that. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. You guys know that. We've had many Rumbles together. I hear, you know, no, I didn't hear it this year, but I've heard it in the past. You know, if we make it past night one, we're going to then, like, kick out the jams. It's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come out swinging night one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Don't wait until if you go to the next night. No, because if you don't put your best foot forward, you ain't going to the next night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
I mean, I think there's the whole thing with the Rumble, too, with the sense of camaraderie, and you meet new bands, and there's, like, that. But there still is the, like, you want to win.
Yeah. You want people to like you.
I mean, it's not all about winning, but it's definitely a little part of it, I think. And we were kind of, you know, we thought, like, that first show, we were like, okay, any of these bands can move forward from here. We just got to go up and
yeah,
do what we can do, and
mm-hmm,
hopefully, you know, move on to the next, but really try to. it really wasn't a situation where we're like, well, whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. It was more, you know. It
really is anyone's game, though. That's one thing, having, like, played Rumbles before, hung out at Rumbles before, just paid attention over the years. Like, it's really anyone's game, so.
And it really has to do with who's sitting in the judges' chambers that night, because I've heard so many conversations, and I don't say anything, especially when everybody's like doing their numbers and everything, and I'll make comments like after everybody's done and they pass in their papers. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes, when I hear the things people are saying, sometimes I'm like, huh, I never thought of that. Right. What that judge. You know, sort of focused on it, where I'm like, that's a really great point, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people say things, I'm like, yeah, no, not that. But again, I don't sway anybody. It's like a jury, right? Yep. I can't say anything that sways them. Some of my favorite conversations are when I hear the judges talking about stuff that they watch. I mean, I judged.
Jim,
have you?
Never.
Oh, you'll be there next year.
Okay, I judged in 2017.
I'm not going to tell anybody what night Jim is on.
So that's good.
Don't tell Jim when you're on. It's a secret.
Judge Jim.
You did.
You have your own TV show soon.
Yeah. I judge people all the time.
Yeah. I'm judging you right now.
I'm judging everyone right now.
It's really so much fun. And I got to say, and I had this conversation with Frank, who was here earlier from Waltham, who we're doing a big show with.
We are.
On the 3rd. I can't
Very
wait.
Excited.
We were talking a lot about, you know, just like the vibe. I totally lost my train of thought. But we were just talking about how I feel about the Rumble, and, you know, after a year off, and I always look at it like, do people care? I almost said give an S. Do people give a crap?
Yeah.
And I have to, like, test the temperature, right? Because I'm like, do people care? And then I put the bands together, and I always go with my gut, because it's not about, like, who has the most YouTube. I don't care about any of that. Like, you have to be online, and you have to have something going on.
Right.
But I don't care how many fans you... Like, if you have 1,000 Facebook likes, I'm not going to be like, you can't do it, because I don't care. Mm-hmm. It's not about that.
Is that a lot or a little? Because I think we might have less than
that's
that.
Okay. That's all right. That's fine. But I just... I never know. I'm like... Do people care about it this year? And as it turned out, they did.
Yeah, I think
it was good vibes, man.
They did.
There was a lot of crazy energy swirling around that room those couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There was
three weeks this time.
Yeah,
it was like really intense.
And it was intense.
We like even talked to people at the show about that too.
Yeah, it was like, that. It was an awesome month. It really in retrospect, it just. The bands that we played with, the suspense, the, you know, getting up beforehand and making sure, you know, like, okay, we're going to, and then, you know, all the other little things you can't plan for, like, is my amp going to blow up? Am I going to break a string?
Because somebody always does.
You know, that type of stuff.
Am I going to choke on some confetti flying through the air?
Exactly.
Don't want to inhale one of those. It could be deadly.
Choking hazard. No confetti.
So it was, it was a pretty awesome April.
It was pretty amazing, I got to say. I got to say, if I can pat myself on the back, you were very much a big part of that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was, I don't know, I came away from it thinking, like, because, you know, I got to be honest, I'm not always sure, like, am I going to keep doing this? Because it's so much damn work, right? It has to be for something. It has to be, like, all of this work leading up to it has to be for something. And as it turns out, people really enjoyed themselves and said really nice things. So I'll do it again. And if it changes, you know, and if it changes, and if it becomes like everybody hates rock and roll now, you can all go to hell. Well, then I don't know what we're gonna do after that.
I think that
we have to pass the crown on to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
do.
Unless you just want us to keep it. I mean, I'll keep it.
I honestly feel
like to give it to someone.
Yeah, I honestly feel like that whole like stay in, don't go out. Like, I think that's on the upturn now. Mm-hmm. I think we've kind of like bottomed out with that a while ago, where people are like, I don't want to go to shows or whatever. I think. It seems to be
it's like a resurgence of
going to live shows is, and I mean, it always is there to a degree, you know, depending on the style of music you like and such, you know, because there's stuff happening 7 nights a week. But I feel like maybe the younger kids, and it's not just like old farts like me that have to go out and see a show, that's like some of the younger kids now are like, hey, live rock and roll, or
really
live
good
music
point.
Or
and when you look at the fans who were at the Rumble, it was all over the place.
Across, it was. Yeah,
there were people who were younger. There were people who were older. There were people, you know, sort of like in the pocket of the 25 to 35 year olds.
Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of different kinds of people. So it's not that, you know, I don't believe any of that stuff that nobody likes rock and roll. And you know, I don't believe like nobody listens to the radio anymore. I do radio. People listen to the radio. Yep. People want to go see stuff. They want to hear rock. And I understand that there are other genres that are really important and doing great in the city. There's room for all of us. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. There's room for all of us to do this. So people want to still come. We'll still do it. So you've been tapping into your Rumble booty, I understand.
We have. Mm-hmm. We have. We got some new T-shirts from QRSTs.
Yep.
You know, we've got some...
We have. We're planning some photos right now with Jenny Bergman.
Nice. She does a great job.
Back and forth. She sent us... a destination the other day that we're undisclosed right now that we're pretty excited about.
What will you do with all the recording time? Because you got, I mean, you can, you got like a full record.
Yeah.
And then
plus
some.
8 days.
Yeah. And then some. Because some of them are singles that you would do all the way through. So I like the idea that we can have songs from one studio, songs from another studio. Mm-hmm. All on one record, you get that. You know, it's not this just like one continuous. Like, well, we got one guitar sound, and that's the same.
You can do some different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So, if you guys are thinking about like, I don't know, you probably have something in there that's a different sound than what you've been doing for a little while. You can go test it out and see what the beauty of it is. And I say this to bands, not unsolicited, but I do say this to bands if they want my opinion about this. You know, it's okay to have somebody else record with you. It's great to record at home. A lot of people do that, and it's wonderful, and people make great things. But it's also really nice to work with somebody who can bring out the best in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They can, like, it's just like playing in a band with other people. You bounce off ideas to each other, and, when you record with different people, the same thing happens. Like, if you want suggestions from them, chances are like that,
or they're gonna hear something in there.
So, yeah.
But different recording techniques, all that other stuff. People that have different rooms sound different. So we're excited by the prospect of having all this.
Yeah. You know, right now we're kind of on a
we're writing like tear,
picking up a
so you
writing
got,
momentum.
New Alliance was a big a big donor. Q Division, which always sounds amazing. I'm really happy that New Alliance has a new place in Somerville.
Hi, Ethan.
Ethan's the best. Q Division always sounds fantastic.
Yep.
Did you get Brian Charles in the mix too with Zippa?
Did. Yep.
Always awesome.
And
I appreciate Matt Oak. I have to say, you know, I have to just say it. If, without these people giving us this stuff, I mean, they give this. It's like goodwill donation. So thank you to, you know, Q Division and Matt Oak and Zippa and 37 Foot and Revolution and all these great studios that are giving us this stuff, because it makes it all that much worth it. Right?
Well, I mean, it really, for any bands who are listening who, like, we
don't like the Rumble, it's stupid.
Yeah, or whatever. Like, if you could have had a camera or been a fly on the wall looking at us, you know, after we won, looking at the booty list, just being like, what? How much? Holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's, you know, not only in exposure, in meeting other bands, but if you do happen to win, my goodness.
It's better than losing.
It certainly
is. We all win, but you walk away with a list of stuff that you get afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that fancy, fancy Boston Globe piece. That was fancy, fancy.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was awesome.
That was a little fancier than we anticipated. Yeah,
really?
We weren't ready for a real photographer to come in and take pictures
of
us.
Oh, wow.
We were just like, well, what?
Yeah.
But it was awesome. James was
James
fantastic.
Was really cool. I had a great conversation with him. I really like talking to him. He's got a wealth of Boston rock knowledge.
Yeah,
and I got to talk to those people because they have stories that I need to capture on tape. these stories about, you know, Boston before our time.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, like, I wish we could have interviewed him after.
I know. I want to.
Book about James Brown, yeah, et cetera. Like, yeah.
He was spinning some tales. He definitely was about the Boston scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the first Rumble I saw was at the Rumble Finals at the Orpheum with Gangrene. Yeah. And I was a wee one then.
Yeah.
But he had stories of shows before that. I think he's a wee bit older than me. But
let's do this. Awesome. Let's play. I have the new EP. Want to play a couple songs off it? I know you did one live.
Sure.
You want to hear something?
Sure.
Yeah.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do, you want to do Any Place Left?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. Let's do it. Set Fire.
Yeah.
It's WMFO.
Headed to the grave.
Oh, man. That's brand new music, Sapphire. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO 91.5 Medford. My name is Angelle Wood. So we're co-opting this show, I guess is what I've been saying on the air, bringing Boston Emissions here once a month to have conversations and live studio appearances rather than doing it at my house, because who wants to do that, really?
Yeah, but we can hang out with your dogs.
You could hang out with my dogs.
Yes.
Very true. So Set Fire, 2019 Rock and Roll Rumble champions, keepers of the crown.
Mm.
You have to decorate the crown somehow. You must think about how you will do that.
We've been thinking about
over the next handful of months.
Mm. Yeah, I got a little time.
We've got time, but
be very interesting.
It's going to be something that is clever.
Indicative of.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't want to hand you back a chart.
Mm-hmm.
You know. pile of
I'm going to let it light it on fire and hand it over.
Way too literally.
So you have a ton of studio time.
Mm.
So get to writing tunes.
We have been.
We are.
Been
on it.
We've been very. I have a home studio Logic set up at home that I kind of force myself just to kind of write riffs and. Mm-hmm. Song ideas all the time, and then I send them to Jess, and then Jess will.
Yeah, you're trying to do like a riff every day now.
And if
right?
she's inspired, she'll come up with the vocal melody, and then we're off to the races at that point. So,
when was Jess? You've played Sinclair in prior bands, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Have you, Jim?
Never. And I'm so excited.
What a treat!
Yeah.
What a gift!
All these things.
Yeah, I am.
All
the
these
only
things make me so
one
excited.
Of this. Yeah.
I asked Jess. He moved her off in the show. I was just like, finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
It's Bucket such an list. Incredible... I mean, I've been to a lot of shows at the Sinclair, and I love it, but I haven't done a show there. This is my very first Sinclair show as somebody who's...
It's great.
I don't know, booker... I don't call myself a promoter, but I don't know, promoter. I'm really excited about it. It really came together nicely because I had a bunch of different ideas. I had been talking about. I mean, it's Rumble centric, of course. It's about, you know, the 40th anniversary of the Rumble, which the first official Rumble happened in July of 1979. I wasn't there, in case anybody was wondering. I was a baby. I was alive. I wanted to do something separate from the Rumble happening, separate from the Nine Nights of Music. I wanted to do something special in that it was his own thing and celebrate, you know, prior bands. Get some past bigger bands, like some of my... let's face it, I'm selfish. I just want all of my favorite bands to play all the time.
If you're putting on the show, why not?
And I had talked to it. There were a couple of bands I talked to who, you know, were prior contenders. Maybe one or two of those past bands were winners. Anyway, and Waltham's by far one of my favorite bands from back in the day.
So good.
I heard that you talking to Frank earlier.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're playing.
Yeah.
I tried to peek in there and say hi to Frank, but I couldn't get his attention.
It's, you know, I had been talking to them. I had talked to them a number of times about doing something. It just never worked out. And, you know, like we've been talking about, some things just kind of fall into place, right? Like you're not really sure how it happened, but it did. So this is one of those situations where they were like, I think... I can do it. And I was like, really? Really? You really can? I'm like, okay.
Really?
This is all going to come together now. So, you know, I had some ideas and I thought about some different things. And then it became, let's just have a party, which it, really everything I do is just let's have a party.
Mm-hmm.
As you've seen from all of the things that we've done together in the past.
Good way to be.
And, you know... Josh at the Sinclair was really cool about helping me get the date, and it fell into place. And now we're going to have this party on August 3rd. It's a Saturday. You don't have to go to work the next day.
Nice.
And it's Waltham, Set Fire, Abby Barrett, who's amazing, played 2016, I think the Worshipper year.
Yes.
Abby played. Old Jack, who were back from... 2011. We're going back to 2011. Mm. Old Jack has a great story. And Corner Soul, who were this past year, who were the one band that... Probably the one band that nobody knew among the 24. People were like, I don't know. I mean, there are a couple of us in the know.
They're awesome.
But you know, people were like, who is this band?
Yeah. We played against them the first night. And when we were doing our recon, I remember listening to stuff online and then seeing them play live and saying, they sound nothing like I heard online. And
so different.
They are amazing.
Yeah, so different. I mean, their recorded stuff is cool, but they're not one, you can't call them one thing.
No,
that's the thing. They're not really, they're, you know, like throwback. Some of their stuff, recorded stuff, I say sounds like, you know, 70s, you know, Bowery, Lou Reedy kind of thing, which there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you listen
like Old Strokes.
There's like some
like killer,
some funky
like
kind
killers,
of stuff going
yeah.
on, and some soulful. It's kind of a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I try to explain that to people, they're like, I think I get it if they've never seen them before. But when you see them, you're like, oh, okay. Okay, now
yeah,
I get it.
Because
there's a whole bunch of different things going on. The Old Jack story is really great. And you probably remember this, Jess, because I think 2011 was your Rumble, your Mellow Bravo Rumble year.
It was.
Oh,
Old Jack.
That year, too?
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you 11?
We might have been.
Maybe.
I forget.
I don't know.
Anyways, no.
I'd have to look at the Wikipedia because I forget everything. Old Jack were out, and then they were back in.
Yes, I remember that.
They didn't win their night. Another band won their night, but the band who won their night, there were scheduling conflicts.
Oh, I remember that.
And they couldn't do it, so then I just went back to the next band that night who was the second high, you know, like, the winning band obviously gets the most points on who was the next highest scoring band that night, and it was Old Jack, and they were like, really? We're back in? That's so weird. I'm like, yep, you're back in. It's so weird.
Who won 2011?
John Paul Hyatt International Airport.
That was the year Black Tie played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember it, because wasn't Sidewalk Gallery and
Sidewalk Driver.
Jeez, Sidewalk Gallery.
2011 was an amazing year because there had been a year off.
Yeah.
2010, there was no Rumble, which was a little bit weird, but it was okay for me because I was just sort of getting my legs with the whole Rumble thing. Then 2011, just everything, it was just off the hook, off the proverbial hook, as they say. And then we were off and running, so we did 5 years at TT's. It was great. So the whole Rumble experience has been great, and I guess I'll keep doing it.
You should.
If you keep coming, I'll keep doing it.
I think people will.
So I'm really excited about the Sinclair show for a number of reasons. We get to sort of celebrate without any of the competitive nature of it at all.
Yes.
Everybody's like more relaxed.
We all win.
Oh my God, the nerves will be so much less.
Yeah. It's pretty nerve-wracking, and I can imagine the various states of people when they're... Some people are super nervous, and they don't want to talk to anybody at all leading up to it.
Getting into
that
the zone.
That was me.
I can understand that.
It's like, I can't socialize right now.
Yeah.
I'm sweating, and I don't know if I should drink or not.
Oh.
Well, that's the question,
there
right?
There was a whole lot of that.
How do you deal
and
with
then,
that?
Well,
we didn't really drink before our sets.
I tried not to.
Yeah.
I made it through the first round without a drink beforehand. And then the second round, I was trying to do the same thing, and I'm sitting there with Kristen Edmonston.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Pal, what are you doing? Why are you changing up the chemistry?
Yeah.
She's like, do what you always do. And I...
12 beers later.
And then I ordered a shot of tequila and a cider.
Listeners, by the way, if you're paying attention, is going to provide a nice Rock and Roll Rumble audio coaching manual for anybody who might be interested in future Rumble performances, because we're giving away all the tricks.
Yep.
No. We're giving away all the tricks. Don't drink a whole lot beforehand. Drink moderately.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Don't be anybody else.
Yeah.
No,
don't
it's
think about it too much.
Yeah.
Even I mean that's easier
really
said
difficult.
Than done.
Right. It's really difficult not to do that.
But
the Rumble
try not
is
to
a
get
great
in your own head.
Experience. Yeah. So, you know, I guess we'll do it again. I'm really looking forward to the August 3rd show. I have to say that again. August 3rd, the Sinclair. Waltham, Set Fire, Abby Barrett, Old Jack, Corner Soul.
Great
time for rock and roll music. Yep. What do you think you'll do? Do you think you'll pull out some of the great covers that you did? You're going to play some new stuff? What are you going to do?
Hopefully.
Have you thought about it?
Might be a little more like across the board type stuff. I think we're going to do a little bit of everything. We might have a new one.
We're going to have special guests
that we have.
Yes.
Special guests, collaborations.
Yes.
Maybe.
Are possible.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
You have to come and find out.
Yeah, you got
to
come and find out. Tickets on sale now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going well. I think we're going to have a really great night. We're just all going to hammer it from now until then and fill the room. I mean, there's nothing else going on. I don't think there are any other major shows going on that night. There are a ton of great shows in August, but I don't think a ton that night.
And the first weekend of the month is always always fun. Mm-hmm. It's always a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know of one show that night, but it's not going to.
Or is it like Gin Blossoms or something, Jim?
I think it's Torch.
Oh, that's a good show.
It is a good show.
That's a good show.
It's a good show.
But
anyway, our show is better.
That's what I'm saying.
Collectively. All right. Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you for thank having
it's,
us.
This is always a very interesting situation for me because I'm used to a different setup.
Yeah.
So thanks for
you did great.
Thanks for pulling it together.
Yeah.
No, this is.
Yeah.
I haven't been here in the longest time, and it looks exactly the same.
I've had you guys. I think you one of your past bands came up when I used to host on the 10 with Mikey D and WMFR, right? Back in the day. I mean, I hosted this show more than 10 years ago.
We're All Gonna Die was up here.
Probably.
Once.
Yep.
And one of my old bands was here when Mikey was here.
Which band was that?
Naked Age.
That was before like me.
Early 90s.
Before my time.
Yep.
All right, we have a little bit of time left. It's rolling into the midnight hour. I will be back here doing my Boston Emissions once a month thing on August 14th. I believe August 14th. I don't know who's going to be here yet. I have reached out to people, none of which I can confirm yet. What do I want to play? I want to close out the show. Oh, I have new music. Wirelines. You know Kevin Grant? Kevin Grant.
I just listened to the song today.
Brand new band, Wirelines.
Cool.
I'm digging it. Let's do Traffic.
That's what I listen to.
It is Boston Emissions on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO.